Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. We continue with Tehillim Life Lesson, Shir number 40, Mizmor Chaf, part 2. We already discussed, as a little review from the previous Shir, that we of course say this chapter, this parak of Tehillim, every single day, every single weekday, after the second Asher before Uvol Etzion. And we had mentioned the history behind it, that according to many Mefarshim, David HaMelech composed Mizmar Chaf, Lamasech, Mizmar LeDavid, Yancha Hashem B'yom Tzara, Hashem should answer us on the day of a Tzara, a tragedy, when his general Yoav ben Tzruya, who is also his nephew, went to fight on behalf of Klai Yisrael with his soldiers, and David HaMelech davened and composed this kapitel, this chapter of Tehillim, as the Gemara Sanhedrin says, that they were saved in the schus of David HaMelech, his tefillah and his Torah. Others learn that this was composed when David went to fight against Goliath. What I like to focus on in this shir is how does this apply to us? Let's begin, and I want to spend more time on this perek because we say it every single day. It's also a perek of Tehillim that we turn to Lo Yaleinu Be'is Tzara in time of tragedy. So it's very well known. And in fact, someone told me that they just said this perek, Erev Shabbos, in light of the tragedy that took place in Eretz Yisrael, right before Shabbos by us, it was already Shabbos over there. And he said when they were saying this perek of Tehillim, this is what they began with, he felt like, oh, I know what's going on here, I understand this perek, I can relate to it, because we're working on it here at First Seder Medrash. Pasuk Beis, Yancha Hashem B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. What does this mean, Yancha Hashem B'yom Tzara? Hashem will listen to your tefillos when you turn to Me'is Tzara, when you turn to a time of tragedy. Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. Yisagev, the word Yisagev means to be mechazik, to strengthen. Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. Hashem will strengthen you. What will strengthen you? Hashem will strengthen you because you're turning to Hashem, Elokei Yaakov. At a time of tzara, you turn to Hashem. The Yisagevcha is not just to strengthen, but it's a stronger level of strengthening. It's support and strength together. The first thing I want to focus here is that it makes sense that if a person is in tzara, a person finds himself in a difficult situation, what should he do? He should turn to Hashem. But on the other hand, it's also a bit of a chutzpah. Has the person been turning to Hashem until now? Or is it only when he's in a state of emergency, now he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let me share with you a mashal, which we might have discussed in the past, which applies over here. There was a brother and sister having a conversation. And the sister tells her brother that her boys in camp don't write any letters. So her brother says, oh, I could get them to write me a letter. She says, really? I'd like to see that. He writes a letter, and a few days later, he gets a response. And he shows his sister, look, your boys responded to their uncle. They responded to me. She says, how'd you do that? So he says, simple. I wrote them a letter, and I asked them, how's their day? What's their schedule? How are camp leagues doing? What's their learning schedule? What sechta, gemara are they learning? And I said, by the way, here's a $20 check for canteen. And I didn't sign it. And they wrote back a letter, and they said, camp is great, and they answered all the questions, and they pointed out that I forgot to sign the check. Why are they responding in the mashal? Because they wanted $20. That's the mashal. The nimshal is, are we turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Be'eis tzara? Reb Revda Zatzal, he explains in his sefer on Alanisim, on Chanukah, that we find a similar thing that the Mefarshim discuss when we say Alanisim, let's take a look at the Alanisim for Hanukkah, where a few lines in, we say, Va'ato b'rachamecha harabim, you, with your tremendous mercy, amadito lahem be'es tzarosom, you stood up for them, for klayisah, be'es tzarosom. And Rav Revda Zatzal brings from the Mefarshim, who explain that it's not such a chiddush for a person to turn to Hashem when the water is up to his nose and he needs to be saved. It's at Be'es Tzarosom, of course a person is going to turn to Hashem. He needs Hashem, he needs help. But the chiddush is that Hashem should turn and respond and help us. Where were we until now? And once again, we turn to Rashi, of the Av of the Rishonim, the father of the Rishonim. Rashi tells us, a mashal as well, of a father who is carrying a son on his shoulders. And everything the son needs, the father is handing to him. And all of a sudden, the son finds someone walking by. And he says, "Excuse me, sir, have you noticed my father anywhere?" And the father hears this and takes the son off his shoulders and puts him down. And all of a sudden a dog starts chasing, charging his son. And then what does the son do? The son says, "Abba, Abba!" And of course the father picks him up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, each and every one of us. No matter how old we are, no matter how much we've learned in our lives, no matter what aveyas we've done, Hashem loves each and every one of us. And Hashem wants a relationship with us. Just like a husband and wife, they want to have a relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our relationship as well. And Shir HaShirim is a mashal with the husband and wife, the relationship between the two together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mashal for the nimshal between Knesset Yisrael, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. We take it for granted. Yes, Hashem will answer b'yom tzara. But we don't have to let it get to a yom tzara. We don't have to let it get to a tragedy. Let us build that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis. Through our tefillos. Through our awareness of Hashem. By making the brachas, like we discussed last time, of Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid, the Lamid, the first letter of the word of Lam Natseach, the Mem, the next letter, and the next Lamid of LeDavid, and we said Zoremis for the 100 brachas, and we explained to make the 100 brachas with proper kavana, and then we won't need a makkah, we won't have a Yom Tzara. We daven Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafi. Hashem should be the one who heals us. Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafi. The Mefarshim explain that if a person is constantly aware of all the gifts he has, he gives, he's granted by Hashem, he won't have to get sick. Now, there are times a person gets sick, but a person who acknowledges all the gifts of life, his eyes, his ears, his hands, his fingers, his toes, every single part of his body that works, Hashem will give him the refuah. He won't need the makkah. B'yayim tzara. The chiddush is that even if we haven't recognized Hashem until now, and we turn to Hashem b'yayim tzara, Hashem will still answer our tefillos. So this is the first lesson we want to discuss over here. To reach out to Hashem, to build a relationship with Hashem, the same way it takes work and takes effort in any marriage. It's not just you date, you get married, and life goes on. And anything in life, if it's valuable, you have to work at it. Remember years ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, someone I was learning with, financial analyst. I told him about some deal that someone told me. And of course, he responded the same way anybody with chokhmah would respond, that if it sounds too good to be true, and if it sounds like an easy street, stay away. Something that's valuable takes effort. Sometimes people say, "Well, I don't have a relationship with Hashem." Work on it. Davin. Let's understand what the words mean. Say Tehillim. Let's understand what the words mean. They're so beautiful. I'll give you an example. On Monday and Thursday, there's a long tachnun. Rav Schwab Zatzal said, Rav Shimon Schwab said, that we are still here in existence throughout all this gullus in the schus of that v'hu rachum, of that long Monday and Thursday tefillah. Now, a person could say, ah, it's a long tefillah, or a person could say, look how beautiful the words are. And if you start listening to the words that you're saying them anyway. Pay attention to the words. Someone just told me today that after he has his delicious food, he tries to focus and say, thank you, Hashem. The benching is not just to say the words of benching. Benching is to appreciate the delicious gift that Hashem just gave us. Now look at this capital of Tehillim is written. L'Natzeach Mizmar LeDavid. This is a Mizmar, this is a Zemer. I'm about to share with you something now from Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, which at first glance, it might sound total opposite of a way somebody would look at life. And he tells us as follows, that a person who is Mizamer, who sings to Hashem, Be'ez Tzara, a person who sings to Hashem at a time of difficulty, a time of tragedy, he will merit tremendous rachamim and chasadim and acts of kindness from Hashem. And that's why it's Lam Natzeach Mizmar LeDavid. It's specifically because we are here to sing to Hashem, even when it's a tragedy. Yadcho Hashem b'yoyim tzara. We're singing out to Hashem. And a person might ask, this sounds backwards. At a time of tragedy, I'm singing to Hashem? I want to share with you a story that I said, I think it was the first Tehillim Shir, around a year ago. And the story I'm about to tell you is with what I'll call a regular person, like me and you, but expressed exactly what we're learning about right now. And the story is that there was a family of five that were sleeping in their house, and a fire broke out in the next door neighbor's house. And it's a twin house, an attached house. And the fire reached to their house as well. And the firemen didn't even know that they were home. And they were saved from the fire, and they were rushed to the hospital. And I'm telling you now, I heard this and I saw this because I was a few feet away from this. The father is sitting in his chair in the hospital room, in the ER, with all of his family who were saved from the fire, but his house is burning to the ground. The flames, the fire was shooting up higher than the trees. And he's sitting in his seat, and he's singing Hallel, the same Hallel that we sing on Rosh Chodesh, and we sing on Pesach, and Sukkis, and Shavuos. He's singing Hallel to Hashem. And I'm looking at him and thinking, am I hearing right? And he's swaying back and forth. And this is not somebody who learns day and night. He's a working person. It's not like he's a mekubel. Like I said, he's a regular person like me and you, but this man utilized what we are being taught over here from Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, that it's called Mizmar, that when a person sings to Hashem, Be'ez Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem expresses Rachamim and Chasadim, and he was thanking Hashem that although my house and all my belongings are burning down to the ground, Baruch Hashem, you saved my family. Now listen to these words. Ki kasher ha'odom shorei bitzara, now person in a state of tragedy. Va'al af matzavai zeh, and even in that situation, harei hu mizamer u mishoyrer la'Hashem yisbarach, he sings to Hashem. He praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umoid lefonov al kol chasodov, and he thanks Hashem for all the acts of kindness. Do we hear what's being said? Somebody who's not a maimon, someone who doesn't believe in Hashem, would think you're mishugana, you're crazy. You're thanking Hashem now, at this point in time, when your house is burning down to the ground, that's when you thank Hashem for all the acts of kindness? Now these are words that are very difficult to implement. But that's why we're learning this. That's why we have this light Tillum life lessons. And the person recognizes that this tragedy somehow, some way, is for his good. When a person does this, he accepts the Ratzon Hashem. He is goyrim lehamshachas rachamim v'chasodim begulim. He brings out from Shemayim open mercy and chesed from Hashem. Lehamshachas rachamim v'chasodim begulim, and now he can fulfill Yikuyim boy Yancho Hashem b'yoyim tzara, that Hashem will answer this person on the day of his tzara. Yisagev chashem elokei Yaakov. Yichaskeyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will strengthen the person. He will have an inner strength, a physical strength, an emotional strength to deal with those difficult situations. And this is the lesson that we have to learn over here. We all have our challenges. And the reason why we have our challenges is because Hashem loves us. Step number one, to review some main points, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every single one of us. And the person can ask, Hashem loves me so much, so why are things so difficult? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what we need, the medicine that we need. And yes, it's difficult, but if we accept it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we need, and we work on building that relationship with Hashem. Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, Hashem should answer, will answer our tefillos. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all see the yeshuas, the refuas, the nechamos for ourselves and our lives and for all of Klal Yisrael. I just want to conclude where he brings the famous Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara tells us, whoever asks Hashem for mercy for his friend, and you need that same thing as well, you'll be answered first. Whoever asks Hashem, Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh, Umetzion Yisadeko. We daven for others. When we daven for others, and that's why it's in such a tense. Yisagevcha, Yancha, Yisagevcha, Ezrucha. We're davening straight to Hashem that Hashem should help. Daven for others. And that's Chus, Mitzvah Hashem. We should be zoich to see Yeshua's for ourselves as well.